Rocket from the Crypt down the air coming at you from, I don't know, some album.
RFTC, you find it. Man.
Yeah, RFTC.
Not as good as their old stuff.
But that's good stuff, man. They're Rocket from the Crypt.
From the Crypt.
Rocket from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Python came on down.
Rock Python is here. Let me tell you, the scary thing is, he looks like a guy named Rock Python.
Well, he actually is part snake.
Yeah.
One of the,
and he's forced
I just meant
stone.
That he's hot, girls. He's hot, ladies. The man, and he's chiseled from granite.
And he spent
he's spanking his own
about
butt.
Five cigarettes to get here.
Five cigarettes.
That's quite a tell.
I mean,
lost the buttons off my pants, the zipper.
I mean,
off
they
my
weren't
pants.
They weren't his cigarettes. They were
What's
cigarettes
the
he had
you?
Found
yeah,
on the
exactly.
ground.
They were.
I picked them up to throw them away.
Right.
Somebody exactly because you
cancer.
Shouldn't smoke, kids. Kids, smoking is not school.
But it tastes so good.
Stay in cool.
It tastes delicious in your lungs. It's hot and warm. Makes you feel like the womb.
Smoking isn't cool unless you're smoking cools.
No, smoking
is very technical.
I thought we were non-profits.
No, I just meant because it's...
All right, all right. Little segment right about now.
We do a lot.
This is going to help you stave off the coma for another week. We're going to do what we can because there's a whole world out there.
I've got an 18 saving throw against Staves and
Bonds. Region
helpful stuff
called Central Illinois. There's not much here. There's not a whole lot here. Everybody who's been here for more than 5 minutes knows there's not a whole lot to do in Central Illinois.
No.
There's a couple things going on.
No, there's cow.
There's a couple things you can find to do. We're going to tell you about them. Make it all okay for just a couple more days in Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements.
1, 2, 3, kick it.
Good God.
What tail is like, y'all? What tail is like? What tail is like, y'all? What tail is like?
And then you would foray into like the rap rock metal fusion part.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like these dreads, and he'd have like this jersey on.
And he'd have Adidas shoes on, and then they'd shoot him.
And then he'd give shout outs to his friends.
He'd be
and
like,
then they'd have a
this is for my homies back in the suburbs.
And then they'd be on TRL, and they'd be played between Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Exactly. Champaign Public Library presents.
That was the nice
this, I, they could not have given us a better. I mean, me at least a better PSA to for the last week. This it's been scarce pickings, but this one's rife.
Role Players Anonymous.
No, watch it matter. Champaign Public Library presents a free babysitting tips workshop. Sitters 11 years and older can learn about caring for small children. Okay. Don't drop TVs on them. in the demonstration.
TVs on children. Totally hurts their heads.
Creating great activities. Here, pin the tail on the baby.
Don't do that either.
The belly button is not a knife holder.
Staying safe and the best part. And handling emergencies. All right, so we've talked about what to do if the baby sticks a knife in its own throat, but let's see how you handle the situation.
There's so many lines in the sand that you completely crossed over. There's no turning back now.
No.
It's really terrible.
It's the sound of a baby choking on its own blood.
Every hot girl that was listening to the show was like five.
Oh, you know, whatever. Meredith, you're still listening. All right,
the count is at Eric gets 3 ohs from the studio audience.
What you hear
we
right
haven't
now
had any.
Is the sound of me not participating.
Yeah.
Shut up. You thought it. The workshop will be held at the Champaign Public Library Central Library on Tuesday, August 15th, from 1 to 4 p.m. To register, call the Champaign Library's Youth Services Department at 356-3980.
People like you.
Yeah, you sounded really scary on the phone.
Yeah.
Now
Natasha!
He's all, now he's all flustered.
Hold on. How do I do this?
Just leave it alone, man. It's
clock is ticking.
We're going to do a show here. Hang up on
the... You know, that's somebody
yeah,
calling.
Just hang up the
what
phone.
Oh, here we go. Bye.
Crazy.
Okay.
Representatives from the Bradley University Admissions Office in Peoria will meet on Sunday.
Representing the Bradley Office of Peoria.
What up, yo?
Woo!
That's funny. You know, I went to this, and that's actually how they come in.
Is it with a Z? Is it representing?
It's kind of annoying because you're like, you know, you're dressed in your business casual, and they come in, and they're like, what up, Peoria? Anyway.
Sunday this one's for my homies.
They're operating under
they
the myth that Peoria has a west side and an east side, which is somehow different.
Vicious rivalry. Vicious. Sunday, August 13th, with area high school students interested in attending Bradley. And I didn't know Bradley was open for business. I know he gets around. He's a popular guy. Now people can actually
attending Bradley
learn from him. They'll conduct 45-minute individual information sessions from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hawthorne Suite Hotel, formerly the Radisson in Champaign. To schedule an appointment, call toll-free 800-447-6460.
What was formerly the Radisson in Champaign is now in Peoria.
Yes. You should have seen them pick that up out of the ground.
All right, get another truck.
50,000 guys.
This sucks.
Plumbing. Disastrous. So they put it on a truck, moved it over.
Their tire went flat right out of Gilman.
Oh, man. Shredded like a...
Have you ever like a shredded tire?
Shredded like a bag of mozzarella cheese.
Have you ever had a 45-minute individual information session?
It's intense.
I have.
Man.
You don't walk straight after that.
It's legal in Amsterdam.
That's good. I'm
just
going.
Just go up to the red light district. Can I? All right. Well, rolling, rocking and rolling. Our last 20 minutes.
That was actually really awesome.
Thanks. Shut up.
I'm serious. That was awesome.
Go.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
If you're a father who doesn't see your children, you may think you have...
Why is that funny? Oh, no, that's right. I forgot.
You may think you have no influence over them, or you may have a fork in your eye. But there's the influence you have. They'll be twice as likely to drop out of high school.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
Who doesn't want to drop out of high school? That place sucks, man.
Yeah!
So all we got to do is get rid of our dad, and then we'll drop out?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. No, we just have to make sure our dad doesn't see us, so kind of an Oedipus thing.
So stick some fork in his eyes
with some flaming torches.
Sweet.
37% more likely to abuse drugs.
Yeah!
As just want to abuse drugs.
Stay proud, Mary, you bag of cocaines!
Woo! As opposed to using coke in a really responsible, non-abusive manner. Really respectful of coke.
Two after dinner.
I'm just, look, have some pate and a line of coke.
Come up my left nostril this time. That's fine.
Whatever you need to do.
40% more likely to attempt suicide. So if you do the math, like 77% of these people are either using drugs or attempting suicide.
But they're only 20% more likely to succeed. So you're all right.
Give your kids a better chance. Give them the emotional and financial support they need. Yeah. They're your kids. Be their dad.
Seriously, what the hell's your problem, man? I mean, you go off for like 3 weeks at a time.
They gave you that shirt that said world's greatest dad, and that was it. Like, you hung around that long.
You know, you've been unemployed for 6 weeks, but all of a sudden you have these business trips.
You're like a guy who would work at FedEx long enough to get the employee of the month.
For like the third year in a row.
but then leave right after.
You got me a shoe.
What an ass.
You got me one shoe for my birthday, and you just took it off the display. You didn't even buy it.
You got me a pair of shoes. They were hooked together with a plastic thing that I couldn't get undone.
So I just
pair of pro wings.
Okay.
They're your neighbor's kids. Don't be their dad. A public service
Keep
message.
Keep your hands off. It's really creepy. At the block party, you were out of control, man. I'm coming with my pulled pork sandwich. I look over, and what are you doing?
You got pulled pork?
Anyway, it was really nice. Yeah, catered. It was a sweet.
Sucker's got a funny definition of being a dad, too. You ever notice that?
Yeah, that's creepy.
You don't jam them in your armpits to be their dad?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with dadding.
It just suffocates.
Trouble.
Are you done?
Yeah, and just because they're small when you give birth to them doesn't mean they're midgets. So don't be slitting your throat.
Don't be so disappointed.
You gotta wait till they're like 10 years old and they're still short.
And they still and they have them stubby little arms. Just creepy.
10-year waiting period. Public service message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ed Council, and the station, teaming up to bring you this public service message.
Teaming up! Much like Brett the Hitman Hart and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
You ever been teamed by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ed Council?
Yes, one time, and oh dear lord, I've never ever felt exquisite pain like that.
It's legal in Amsterdam, though.
Is?
Yeah.
You're up to the red light
jails.
District.
For more information, call 1-877-557-2120 and tell them what jails like sent you!
The Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago. Working through more than 200 chapters, the association stands by victims of Alzheimer's disease, their families, and their caregivers. Now, you're going to want to get a piece of paper so that you don't forget the number. Call the local chapter, 217-351-1726, or toll free at 1-888-686-1726. On another note, the Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think? It's the last show, you
I'm crying.
Unbelievable crap rods.
Right here.
That's the name of my punk band.
The unbelievable crap rods are coming through Champagne.
Hello, Champagne!
Do you like crap rods?
Yeah,
well, we got unbelievable ones!
Crap rods are unbelievable! I can't believe them!
I believed that crap, Rod.
Yeah, I'm totally thinking he's real. Oh. Yes.
The whole family.
Mask of tragedy. Okay, mask of tragedy.
There's comedy right in the first part of the sentence. Let's see if you can spot it. The whole family can enjoy a free puppet show. Funny sentence.
Yes, they can.
Listen. But the word that's cut out and handwritten in is can. So it was the whole family. Then there was a mysterious space that said, enjoy a free puppet
show. I'm going to guess that it's Will. And they decided that, like, well,
Some people might get creeped out. Puppets are kind of scary.
Like, it's within the realm of possibility that it would happen, but I don't want to force anyone.
They
like, you will enjoy the puppet show.
Make assumptions about your family, maybe about your puppet phobic.
And we all know what puppeteers are.
Achtung, you have not enjoyed the puppet show.
So the whole family, it may be possible to enjoy a free puppet show.
How many lines do I want to cross tonight? Because I just got
folk tale.
Yeah,
oh, I know.
Queued up.
I am too.
Of the folk tale. The Three Wishes, presented by puppeteer Elizabeth Goldsmith Conley.
She's got three arms.
Three arms? It's really freaky.
Wiggity, wiggity, wah, wah, wah.
The third arm comes out because you think
it's
she's all
normal. It's the three-arm cheer, everybody. Wiggity, wiggity, wah, wah, wah.
You think she's all normal? She's like, oh, she's doing two puppets at once, and all of a sudden the third arm flies out. And all the children start crying, and the parents start covering
up. That's why the whole family can enjoy it. The kids are going to get a little creeped out.
Their kids are going to just have problems in their diapers. So bring the huggies.
One boob.
At the Champaign Public Library's Douglas Branch Library on Monday, August 14th from 4 o'clock to 4:15 p.m. Or that same evening. Yeah, it's 45 minutes long because all the kids are crying. By that. And that's a mess.
Get them out of here!
Go for the ride! The evening at the Central Library from 7 p.m. to 7:45. That's the adult show, the one at night.
More people?
Registration is not required. It's important. You don't need to register to see this free puppet show. I'm glad in America you still don't need to register to see a free puppet show at a library.
What's up? We got another peep in the house.
Woo! Peep!
For more information, call the Champaign. I'm sorry. I'm trying to inform people. Champaign Library Youth Services Department.
They're
at,
all sitting on the edge of
When's he
going
to get to the phone number? I can't wait to call.
Yeah, I've got my pants!
This is a really amateurish radio program.
If you're what a bunch of...
The Morning Zoo would have that phone number.
If you're interested in contacting, then contact seven numbers that are in a row.
Let's get a status check from the peeps.
How you doing, peeps?
Actual peeps.
Live. Make some noise.
Make some noise.
Hey, yeah. Awesome.
That last burst of sound you heard was Mike Saul. He's a creepy dude who I hopefully will be sleeping next to tonight.
Okay, makes yeah.
I'm not kidding.
In four short weeks, a blind person can acquire mobility and independence.
Did you say a lying person can acquire mobility?
A lying bastard can acquire.
No, I thought you said a lion, like L-I-O-N. Where are these lions? We live amongst lion people?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Flash Gordon. Remember they had that one lion guy? Yeah, it's a goofy.
A blind person can acquire mobility and independence at Leader Dogs for the Blind!
Yeah!
Leader Dogs, fo' that ass!
Now, I want you to know that up until last year, it was Leader Dogs for the Sighted. And it just really wasn't... They
business was slow. Slow business.
Business is slow. Not many people with sight are looking to get led around by a dog. Because, you know, they're like, hey, look, there's some stuff I want to do. And the dog's sniffing his butt. And you don't want to go and sniff its butt with
it's
it.
It's not safe over
it's
there.
Not.
Do you hear about Leader Lions for the Blind? You don't really get anywhere because they just eat
it. It was big in the 80s. It's making a slow resurgence.
You always end up in the middle of a bunch of gazelles.
Yeah, and you know, in Africa.
Yeah, from the Serengeti.
Possibly the most ripe sentence in the history of what jails like PSAs. Many blind people are not aware that they can have a leader dog to help them find their way. It's do-it-yourself humor.
Oh, wow.
For information, call Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester, Michigan. 888-777-5332 or ask a member of the local Lions Club. Lions are
As a quick question, why are you playing with a box cutter?
Because I'm thinking about ending it, man.
Listen, man, 15 minutes. I know it's hard. We're coming down the home stretch here. We're like freaking Secretariat, man.
I was freaking Long's Secretariat pumping. Earlier.
It's really gross because it's a dead horse, man. Why are you having sex with a dead horse?
Well, you know.
First a cow.
Ooh.
And so now I'm getting all sad. So I just bring it down for a moment.
Jesus, we gotta get to the Herald, man.
Just a moment. Just some, have, can like, you a... afford me a moment?
All right, one, go.
Okay, I'm done. That's all.
All right, good. Cool. If that's done,
let's go to a song.
All right, we're going to a song. 359-9938.
Call.
Because this is your last chance to call us.
Call.
Miriam, get down to the
studio.
We go.
Let's call.
We go way back with you.
God.
You think you know people?
You know, yeah. Really, you sleep with someone like Matt, and then you think that you know them. But thanks. Going to jail, Sandra.
She ought to. 113 North Market Street in Champaign, where we are, west of the old Amtrak station, north of University Avenue, and Mike and Molly's.
Meredith, what are you wearing? Call now.
The
please.
Hell in here!
Just right, because I'm going to sleep next to five guys tonight, so need some help.
13 more minutes.